Well, despair is the mood among business owners across Melbourne and its suburbs tonight as they stare down the barrel of the city's second COVID lockdown. Of course, many are saying they'll do their best to ride out the next 6 weeks, but there's little doubt that some won't survive. Economists say Melbourne's shutdown will inflict economic pain across the nation too. Hope hinges on how quickly Victoria can get the outbreak under control. Rhett Burney has our report.
On the outskirts of Melbourne's suburbs, Witchmount Estate Function Centre is a business built on bringing people together. But in just a few hours, and for the second time this year, the venue's owner, Brenton Spiteri, will once again be forced to turn it into a makeshift gourmet takeaway store.
It was really positive for us, so we were starting to get private functions booked in for up to 20 people. My chef had placed all the orders for the week ahead, so we're going to have all that stock arriving tomorrow. Now we need to work out how we can utilise that stock that still needs to be paid for.
The 32-year-old also owns and operates the Melbourne Wedding and Portrait Studio. Today, his staff have spent the day once again calling customers to cancel bookings as the second COVID-19 lockdown looms.
It is going to be challenging for the next 6 weeks. Lots of small businesses that I do know, a lot of them have already said that they won't come back from this. 6 weeks is a long time without revenue. For us, I'm not willing to give up. I will work my butt off to get through this.
Salvatore Malatesta owns St. Ali. It's a restaurant in South Melbourne. It too will revert back to a takeaway-only model. That helped keep revenue coming in last time, but he admits he's fearful of how long this lockdown will last.
We've been around 16 years, so we're pretty robust, and it's going to be unpleasant. We're going to be okay for lockdown two. What we are concerned about is whether it's, you know, lockdown two, but really it's lockdown three, four and five.
Professor Richard Holden is from the University of New South Wales Business School.
The real fear of an economic domino effect is that the virus gets into New South Wales and then New South Wales has a situation like what Victoria is seeing at the moment. That would be the really dire kind of spillover effect out of Victoria.
He says the impact on the national economy will depend on if Victoria's latest lockdown works and how long it takes.
The broader point is that closing down the economy to stop the spread of the virus is a really important investment in the economy of the future. We've seen what happens overseas when you have the virus running rampant throughout the country. That's a recipe for economic disaster as well as a public health disaster. So as painful as it is, this is the right thing to do.
He says the federal government's JobKeeper wage subsidy program will continue to prop up businesses, though that's due to end in September. Prime Minister Scott Morrison wouldn't commit to keeping the program in its current form beyond then, but says more support will be announced soon.
I've been consistent in saying that there'll be a further phase of support that goes beyond September, and there will be. And I've said that to the Victorian Premier. There will be a further phase.
Salvatore Malatesta says there's two more things locals can do if they want to see their favourite local businesses survive this second big challenge.
Pray for us and shop local and support your local crew because you want to see when it's all over.
South Melbourne restaurateur Salvatore Malatesta. Our reporter was Rhett Burney.